Hello everybody and welcome to part 7 of creating custom content management systems using PHP and MySQL. And we're showing the bare bones and the foundation of how to build the system sort of like Joomla or WordPress, but at a very basic level to give you ultimate control over layout and design of the site. Alrighty, so when we last left off we had created the back end, so let's go and log in. And as I said in the intro to this series, I might change things, I might change my mind on what to show, so I have in fact changed a few things on my own, and I'll be discussing a few of the things that I added, and because I have to move on to other projects, so I'm going to just release the source code for the whole thing. I finished it all up, the basics for it anyway, and you guys can expand upon it from there. If you're somebody looking for a full robust system, go get Joomla or WordPress. This system is for learning how to build something like Joomla or WordPress from scratch and then expanding it on your own. Okay, so let's press admin and let's go ahead and log in. The Terminator and Gubernuts is the password. And I'm gonna put the username and password over here on the side or on top or on the bottom somewhere maybe, to where anybody can log in and test and use the system, sort of like a sandbox, an open sandbox for anybody to use. That way they can see how it works before they go through the steps of learning it all. Okay, so let's log in now. And so what I changed on the admin homepage is, let's see, I changed this from a form into a regular link. So when you press create new page, this is where we this is where we last left off. Was we said we were going to create the page that created new pages in the system. I don't know what's wrong with me. My brain's retarded today. I am retarded today. Okay, so if I press create new page, I can just go ahead and create a page. Put sample page. That's the full title. Let's just make that the link label too. Give that uppercase. And this is sample data. Create page now. Operation completed successfully. Click here. Takes them back to the admin homepage and they can view live site by clicking this link there. You see, there it is, sample page. This is sample data. And I also have a few other pages. And I think I'm just gonna lay it out like this. So if you guys wanna come and test the system out, make a little question like what is JavaScript and then explain it. I put in what is CMS. I just grabbed some data from Wiki real quick. But I'm gonna put my own custom data in there and what I think CMS is, and describe it myself with my own custom copy so I'm not plagiarizing from another site. And so yeah, if you want to make a page that says, you know, what is HTML, what is CSS, what is JavaScript, what is all about web dorky stuff, that's what I want here on this sandbox. So if you're gonna test it out, give me some useful information, how about that? And alright, so we go back to admin. What we also have added in is edit existing page. So let's go see the ID of the page that I just created. Sample page, let's click that. Up here it says PID equals 11. Okay, so we know that page is 11. So we just go edit existing page, we put in place ID of the page to be edited here is 11. Then press edit existing page. If I try to press that button without putting in a number, watch what happens. Please enter the ID number for the page to be edited. That nice JavaScript function come up, or JavaScript alert. 11, and there it is, the full title, the link label, and you can edit it right here now. So I'll say, what is Ajax? Info on Ajax goes here. Alright, so when I press submit edit, operation completed successful, click here, view live website, bada bing bada boom. What is Ajax? Info on Ajax goes here. So you can see how powerful and easy this is to use. It's very nice. Okay, so let's discuss the create new page functionality. I changed it from a button to a link, so it's just a regular link that goes to createpage.php, which is right here. And what that has in it is the admin check once again. We want to make sure they're logged in as admin. And then we have a JavaScript function in the head here that validates the form fields, the three fields in the form. So if we go to design view, we see that there's 1, 2, 3 fields. And if they happen to be empty and somebody presses submit, we give them the little alert that lets them know. So for instance, if I go to admin, create new page, and I just press create this page now. See? Please enter the page title. Okay. I enter a title. Please enter the info for the link label. Okay. And so on and so forth. Until they get all the data in and stop being retarded. Because we tell them from the get-go, be sure to fill in all fields because they are required. So if they happen to miss something, bing, they're getting the alert. Okay, so that's what happens there for the form. And this form is set to, here is where you run that function, on submit return validate form. That's the name of that function, validate form. And let's see, what else do we do here? We're submitting this to page new parse.php, and that's a script that's going to update the MySQL database, add this new page, and pretty much complete the operation at hand. So that's pretty much all we need to talk about in that create page. It's very simple. You can see it's just a form with a button and the JavaScript alerts if they miss something. But if they get everything in, they press submit, it goes to this page. Right here we grab the posted variables from the form and we put them in local PHP variables. And here I showed you a nifty little method of creating a custom function that you can send these variables to that will filter them. So instead of writing out a whole bunch of lines when you're doing your filtration systems for your forms, you can send each variable to a universal filter system, which is my filter function here. You can filter them any way you need to. And I send all three right here through that function. The page title goes through, the link label goes through, and then the page body goes through. And it comes out. Right here is where you send them, and it comes out filtered into these local PHP variables. So then you can use those in your inserts to your MySQL database without worrying. And let's see, and I convert to HTML special chars, so I don't have to worry about tags. They get converted, and any malicious code, any hack attempts are being thwarted by using HTML special chars in conjunction with these two custom error replaces on single quote and tilde marks. Then here we just connect to the database after everything's filtered. We connect to our database and then we just run the MySQLi query. We're using MySQLi throughout this series, which is an improved version of the MySQL family of functions. So MySQLi error will show up if things are not correct, and ours is all correct. You saw how it worked out nice. Operation successfully completed was echoed to the page, and we had a link to our index, and that's the end of that script. That's how that whole thing works. Okay, now I'm going to be wrapping up the source code tonight and making it available, because everything's pretty much done, and I'm going to make the last little two videos back to back here and throw them up on YouTube. Everything's going to be finished. I'm putting this project behind me, and you guys can fly with it. Now what I've got left to explain are edit existing page, this little form, and the page for that will call the MySQL database to bring in the existing data to be edited. I'll explain that one in part 8. And also the delete page is a very simple little script, which I'll also be talking line by going through the code line by line for that functionality as well. And then part 9, there might just be 10 parts to this whole series. Part 9, after we explain these two things in part 8, in part 9 I'll explain JavaScript WYSIWYG editors to put in your, instead of having this form field here, see this input or this text field, this text area input, this gets replaced by a JavaScript WYSIWYG editor, and that allows people to put in bold, underline, images, links, all that good stuff. Usually all that functionality is in most WYSIWYG editors. A nice JavaScript WYSIWYG editor will do it. And you can give people more power over the formatting, colors, sizing, fonts, whatever. They're usually all in, all those features are usually included. Like when you send an email, how you have all those little buttons up there that say underline, bold, font, size, color. It gives you all those options, or it gives your client all those options. And a lot of them allow image upload. So that's what I'll be talking about in part 9. And then part 10, I might just do some blah 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 about how you can, some logic for making the system a little more intuitive and robust. Or maybe we'll just stop part 9 after I talk about the WYSIWYG, because that'll be pretty much everything. Okay, we'll see you in part, yes, part 8, where we'll be explaining the edit existing page functionality and delete page functionality.